Next, we'll hear from Emily Sayers.
I don't have a whole lot to add to that, except that the tour is a month long, it's almost over, and the national focus has been stopping the 1997 Liquor Waste Policy Act, which would enable the transportation of all this high-level waste and then dump it on native lands at Yucca Mountain. Some of the more community initiatives along the tour have had to do with things like poisoning rivers, PCB poisoning, Superfund sites, dioxin poisoning. A lot of Indian communities, as well as other communities, are suffering from this poisoning. It's all the same sort of mindset of working on all these issues. And basically, here again, as I said, give our support to the Western Shoshone Nation. We were out on some of their lands last night. Stunning beauty. And juxtaposed with that, you have fighter jets doing maneuvers in the sky, trucks bringing waste and people who work at the nuclear test site in and out. We're adamantly opposed to the nuclear industry. We'd like to see it phased out, other alternative energy sources phased in. We'd like people to come together to recognize your Indian brothers and sisters who are your neighbors. They're the original keepers and protectors of this land. We all have something to learn from the traditional native teachings about respect, balance, and the earth. This is not just about the state of Nevada. It's also about citizens of the Western Shoshone Nation and all across our lands. It's the perfect time for us all to get together, to learn from each other, and to fight the nuclear industry, to see an end to it. Thank you.